Our final talk of the day is on FinCEN developments. It is presented by John Bruce of Heritage Title Company. So thank you.
Yeah, that looks like me.
FinCEN.
Let's talk about FinCEN. They gave me FinCEN as the last speaker of the day. I see my room has thinned out. I don't blame those people that have left. Bless you guys. I understand. All right, FinCEN. We're going to talk about FinCEN today. And let me make sure that I know how this works. Yes, there we go. I'm John Bruce. I'm a closer with Heritage Title Company, Executive Vice President with Heritage Title Company right here in good old Austin, Texas. So I close commercial real estate transactions. FinCEN is mainly a residential issue right now for the company, but frankly, you'll see as I give my speech that it's going to affect the commercial business come 2025, specifically apartment complexes, which I believe are now included in the reporting requirements. We are going to talk a little bit today about who is FinCEN, give you a little bit of history of where they came from, who they report to, who reports to them. We're going to talk about something called a beneficial ownership information report. We'll talk a little bit about why they gather the information that they gather. And then we're really going to talk about, and we're going to touch on pretty deeply where the rubber meets the road, which is real estate transactions that must be reported, FinCEN reporting and requirements, and how the actual process of reporting takes place. It's called a currency transaction report, and who's responsible for that. And the who's responsible for that is probably something very important for you guys to listen to, because the who's responsible for reporting could be you. And their tentacles are pretty far reaching. And so they have reached out and touched pretty much anybody that might be involved in a real estate transaction and said, if it's not you, then it's you. And if it's not you, then it's you. And it really goes all the way down to, and we'll talk about this when we look at the cascade of responsibility, it could even touch on a landman or someone who does a title report or provides some type of title evidence for a transaction, even if it's not insured. So we'll have to be sure to listen to that part. Now, the one thing that's kind of interesting, and I kind of got caught on this a little bit, I did my presentation a while back and submitted it to UT to put on the screen for you guys today. And what has happened since I submitted that is FinCEN actually issued a final order, a final rule that we now have to follow on FinCEN reporting. And that final rule's issuance changes the game a little bit. I am going to, as I talk through this, give you today and tomorrow. I want to touch on some of the things that are going to change with in December of 2025, when the new rule comes into effect, so that you guys know how do we deal with it today, and what is going to change in 2025, because I can tell you there's some pretty significant changes that are going to take place that will affect us. So now for the really boring part, what I'm going to do is go through a little bit about the history of FinCEN. FinCEN's an acronym for Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. FinCEN was established by the Department of Treasury way back in 1990, but it was codified into a bureau in 2002 when the Patriot Act was passed. I'm going to stumble over this because the acronyms that the federal government uses is amazing. And at one point, I actually searched in the internet and I said, all right, so God, there's all these acronyms. Is there actually a bureau of acronyms? And I'll be damned if there isn't. Honestly, a bureau of acronyms. I mean, okay. We'll also talk a little bit about humorously today. Big government, big brother's watching you. It's pretty amazing. So, FinCEN, as we'll call it today, is one of five organizations that's directed by and under the the responsibility of the Office of Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. It's these five bureaus are FinCEN, OFAC. I'm going to come back to OFAC in a second. The Office of Intelligence and Analysis, the Office of Terrorism Financing and Financial Crimes, and then the Treasury's Executive Office of Asset Forfeiture. I haven't even heard of some of these until I started putting this stuff together.